great weeks. Of course, I wish I could have lifted the trophy today and win the match, but that was not possible. Alex played too well, and I had, like I said, a great time. Two weeks here in Mexico, two finals. Like I said, it would be incredible to win today, to finish it off with a perfect week, but not this time. And of course, I will come back to Acapulco in the future, and hopefully I can have the chance again to play in the final here. It's been a really fantastic week for me, and so far a really good start to the year that I'm looking forward to the rest of it.
Hi, Casper, Karen Moran from the newspaper. Could you tell us, what did you feel when all crown screamed your name and that did you, that person?
Yeah, it was incredibly nice. The people here in Acapulco are so friendly, so welcoming. They welcome me and all the other players so well. And, you know, to the people in the city here, it's been a tragedy for them in the last months, in October, with the hurricane that happened here. But the people are still positive, and they have smiles on their face. So it's incredible what they are doing, how they are rebuilding and believing, and of course welcoming the players.
Hi Casper, Axel Faro from Tennis Point Channel. First of all, I know it sounds weird after losing a final, but congratulations. You've been showing an amazing level of tennis, not only here in Acapulco, but also in Los Cabos. And I'm pretty sure you're now a fan's favorite in Mexico. I hope that helps a little bit. And my question, a total of 495 points between Los Cabos and Acapulco. Was there a target of points in these 2 weeks, or just came for?
Not really, but of course, close to 500 points is good in 2 weeks. It's not like, sometimes you think about it, but it's been, I came here because I wanted to win matches and do well, and I think it's been a successful trip to Mexico. I was really looking forward to it because I didn't play any ATP tournaments since Australia, so I knew it was going to be an important trip. And of course now we go to the USA for Indian Wells in Miami, and I've never done this well in the beginning of the year before coming into Indian Wells in Miami, so I hope this can be, the start of a good year, the start of a spring, which will give me hopefully more success. And I'm really, really happy with the choice coming here, and hopefully this is going to be a kind of helper to next week. I'll break back into the top 10, which will be a good feeling, and looking forward for what's to come.
Hi Casper, Daniel Araiza, Antena Deportiva. You talk about Indian Wells Miami, these two brilliant weeks. Did you make any change in your pre-season, or what did you do different in your pre-season?
Yeah, I'm not going to say that I did too much difference, but this year I had a better, longer pre-season at home. Of course, I didn't make the Turin Nitov ATP Finals, so that stings, but at the same time it gives you more time to prepare for a new year, which sometimes, some cases might be good, you never know. Tennis is a season that, or a sport where the season is really, really long. And if you make Turin finals, there's not that many weeks for you to prepare for the coming year. So I had better time to prepare this year, which I think I'm in physically in better shape. Also, tennis-wise, I'm playing better. I'm trying to play more aggressive. Today, Alex played even better and more aggressive than myself. But it's been, the last months, few weeks, have been a good progress in my game, and looking forward for the next month or so.
Hi Casper, congratulations for your time here in Mexico in the two finals. My question is, you have four straight lost finals in the ATP Tour, so do you consider that you have to change something in your way to play, or do you feel comfortable here with being in the last finals, in the last four finals?
Of course. I don't know. I need to change, try to play better, I guess. But I don't know. I'm doing my best like everyone else, so I don't think there's too much that I can just say I'm going to change it and then everything is going to change and be different. But when you're playing a final, you're always playing a great player no matter where or what tournament you're playing. So the last few times it hasn't gone my favor, so that stings, but it gives me motivation to try to get it the next time.